Welcome to In Our Mom's Basement Video Game Podcast, where we talk about everything video games with your host, Dan Giofue and Rage Quit Pat.
What is going on, guys? How's everybody doing? Welcome to our fifth annual Game Awards. I am Rage Quit Pat, and I am joined by Dan the Pizza Man. What's going on, guys? Can you guys hear us loud and clear? Can you guys hear Dan so we don't have to sit so close like we're shoulder to shoulder here?
What's going on, guys?
How's everybody doing? Hope you can hear us. Let us know if you can hear us. We're here, our fifth annual Game Awards here of 2020. Of course, you know, you've heard it before, 2020, very rough year for all of us here. You know, of course, here's hoping that 2021 is a better year, but on the bright side for 2020, we did get some good video games. We also did get some bad video games, but we're going to do a quick rundown here of 2020, and then we'll get right into the awards. We also have some great guest presenters that'll be here with us today, and but let's get down to 2020. Let's talk about some of the games really quick, and then let's talk about what we're looking forward to 2021. So, Pizza Man, give me some of your gaming highlights of 2020.
Ark. So maybe some more Ark, and then some Cyberpunk.
Well, are you excited that Vin Diesel, you're getting Fast and Furious Ark? That was a big announcement. Fast and the Furious Ark
edition. And his name is John Cena!
We have John Cena continue to...
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now.
We gotta stop that.
Yeah, well...
And his name is John Cena!
We'll have that.
Your time is up, my time is now.
All right. Sorry.
Alert.
Definitely working, so we are definitely good. But Fast and the Furious Ark, are you very excited?
Well, Vin Diesel not only is a big Arkaneer, you know, who plays a lot of Ark, he's also going to be part of the story of Ark 2, and he's also going to be a developer on Ark 2, apparently. I didn't even know Vin Diesel had developing experience.
What's crazy is I joked with you and I said that I didn't even realize that Ark made that much money, but apparently it did.
Ark is a very big game, and it has one of the biggest player bases by far. I mean, that's a very popular game. And for knowing me, I have like almost 5,000 hours into the game, and I still play it.
Oh, I'm looking at the text message. Whoopsie, sorry. 922-9546. Sorry, I was fixing the chat here because I was trying to thank. Where'd it go? Here we go. There we go. Alrighty, sorry about that. Was just trying to fix something here. But yes, Ark, Vin Diesel, excited. Yeah, 2020. I mean, let's talk about Animal Crossing really quick. Animal Crossing is on a lot of our awards today. You know, definitely. Animal Crossing was that game that kind of came out at the right time.
The perfect timing.
You know, Corona happened in March. Animal Crossing was released, and that kind of brought people together, in a sense, you know, with everyone kind of quarantined. You know, there was a lot of people that I knew that weren't really Animal Crossing fans or really weren't gamers in general, but they were big into Animal Crossing. So that kind of brought the community together. And, you know, again, that's why Animal Crossing is, it's also a very good game. And that is why it is on our list for most of the awards today. People wondering about Cyberpunk. Normally we have put games that have come out very late in the year, but with Cyberpunk being delayed so much, we were unsure if Cyberpunk was going to release at all. I was thinking it might have gotten delayed again, but it's a good thing it's not on our awards because it is a shit show. I mean, a very good game, but... it is a shit show, so we'll save Cyberpunk for next year. And hopefully by then, it is completely fixed, but it'll be on our awards next year. So no Cyberpunk this year, probably be up for some awards in 2021. Speaking of 2021 as well, a lot of great games coming out in 2021. Anything that you're looking for? I mean, definitely for me, Halo Infinite, God of War Ragnarok, if that, you know, doesn't get pushed back at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only game I'm really looking forward to that is kind of just a mobile game. I mean, if this even comes out next year, it's just Diablo Immortals. I mean, yeah, it's a mobile game, but as far as the betas they actually been showing, it looks quite pretty good. It looks just like Diablo 4.
Yeah, a lot of great games slated for 2021. And again, tonight is all about 2020, the Game Awards. A couple other games that we have up a lot for the awards. Last of Us 2 is on there. It is not our game of the year, but it's up there for a couple of awards as well. Last of Us 2, if anyone has any thoughts, of course, drop them in the chat there. But Last of Us 2, you know, you watched me stream it. Your somewhat thoughts on the subject a little bit?
I've only played the first Last of Us. And that was it. I sold my PlayStation. Now I got it back, so now I got to play number 2. But as far as it goes, I mean, gameplay looked pretty good. Story looked pretty good. I know some people were upset with some parts of it. I mean, I didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah, you know, I mean, The Last of Us 2, I enjoyed the gameplay. The gameplay was still solid in that aspect. But as far as storyline, did not really care for the story. Did not really care for Abby. Just wasn't a fan. But it is not our game of the year. We do have some good games on the list for game of the year. Also, again, tonight we have some, for the first time ever, actually, no, we've had some presenters join us, but for the first time ever, we actually have some presenters that are here today that are going to be, you know, presenting some awards. Some of those include Reanimator, The Gutter Nerds, Dillinger Banks, and many more. Many more presenters we have today. We are going to find out who our favorite podcast guest is, and of course, we love all of our podcast guests. But we are definitely going to be finding out who people liked listening to, I guess, the most, I suppose. But we love all of our podcast guests. But anything we want to add? You know, 2020 also brought new consoles as well, the Xbox Series X and the Series S and the PlayStation 5. Of course, they've been a bitch to get. But, you know, we were able to secure it. But
yeah,
you know,
we got lucky on that part.
Yeah, but it's definitely been a bitch to get. But you know, absolutely, we have, you know, new consoles, new generation, new games, and again, a couple new games that are on up for the award. Spider-Man, Miles Morales, definitely on there as well. We also have some funny awards that we always like to do. We have the worst game of the year as well. We have the most disappointing. Now, the difference between the two is the worst game, the games are just plain out garbage and bad. And the most disappointing, they might be good games, they might be okay, but you know, they were very disappointing. Did not live up to the hype at all or anything like that. So, you know, again, here is a great, I would say this was a good year for video games. How would you rate the gaming aspect of 2020? Before we kind of get into the awards, before we go into our first nominee and everything like that, what would you say, how would you rate this year in gaming? New consoles, you know, a lot of games did get pushed back, but we did get some gems. How would you rate it?
Of course, I mean, I thought there was good games. I thought there were the disappointment games. I mean, I thought the year was good, but I feel like, you know, with the new consoles, new gen, more power, you know, faster, I think we're going to get even a better year next year. But I wasn't really disappointed. You know, Animal Crossing, I put a lot of hours into Paper Mario, the new Paper Mario. A lot of Switch games, actually, just because, you know, the whole COVID season, and then
absolutely,
we just, you know, perfect timing. You know, Nintendo knows when to drop the games and at the right time too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Animal Crossing definitely was, again, like we said at the top, the perfect game to come out at the right time with quarantine and everything like that. And then, you know, we had Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima is up there as well for Game of the Year. And yes, 2021 is horror galore. We have Resident Evil Village coming out, which I am insanely excited for. I can't wait for that as well. We have Medium, which is supposed to come out next month in January, which looks very interesting. Good. Very interesting as well. Very interesting concept there. So some good horror games coming out this year. The horror, let's talk about some of the horror nominees today. We had an indie game kind of explode out of nowhere that took the world by storm in October, and that was Phasmophobia. So Phasmophobia, and that's up for a lot of some good amount of awards today. So what were your, were you generally surprised about how popular Phasmophobia kind of took off?
Well, just for being a super small dev team, I mean, I didn't expect it to go that big. And then, you know, I started seeing some trailers on the game. I'm like, yo, this actually looks really interesting. And then, you know, Pat also caught wind of it. And we're like, we got to try some games out. And, you know, we've seen a lot of people play, like Dillinger was playing. We actually played with Dillinger, right?
Yes, we did. We had a great time.
I mean, yep. that game was a lot of fun. We also found out that Rage Quit Pat does not like to talk to the ghosts and won't go into rooms
with
them.
Bullshit. That rumor squashed.
But I mean, we love it. And then now I have my VR, so we plan on doing some VR streams hopefully soon.
Yeah, absolutely. We do plan on doing that. But yeah, Phasmophobia took the world by storm. I found out about it, again, by word of mouth and people streaming it. You know, there was a couple people in the horror community that I caught wind that were playing it. And it's a lot of fun. You know, I do really enjoy it. I like kind of fucking around, you know, kind of like fucking around with the ghost, telling the ghost to go fuck itself and all that kind of fun stuff like
that.
But,
what is that? Oogie woogie?
Ooey ooey. Kind of gets the ghost to come out. Excuse me. But yeah, I mean, it kind of took the world by storm as far as there. And it's up for a couple nominations as well. And also we have a couple of male and female protagonists up for the awards as well. Couple from horror titles like Resident Evil 3. Jill Valentine made her remaster return in the new Resident Evil 3. So definitely thoroughly enjoyed RE3, even though it was much shorter than 2, but definitely up there. And I saw someone ask about Rainbow Six Siege. Actually, I asked about Rainbow Six Quarantine. There's no word on that, actually. Ubisoft kind of has that on the shelf right now. But Rainbow Six Siege, for the 5th year, is up for the best supported game. Do we think it'll finally win this year or no? Because it has not won ever.
I'm surprised. I mean, that, you know, Ubi is doing actually a really good job supporting that game. With, you know, new operators every few months, new maps, revamps, you know, small little fixes that improve the gameplay. I think they're doing a fabulous job with it. And I'm surprised it's not won yet. So hopefully this is the year.
Absolutely. And another game I want to talk about before we get jumping into the awards and everything like that is, this game came out in 2018, but 2 years later, it has taken the streaming world and pretty much gaming by storm, and that is Among Us, which is up for best multiplayer. And again, normally for our awards, we only do what's come out in the year. But Among Us has pretty much taken, you know, took the world by storm.
I think that, you know, that Corona quarantine, you know, really brought it to where it is right now. Because that game came out of nowhere, man.
Yeah, Among Us, and it's a fun game. Among Us is a lot of fun, but man, I tell you, a game that's come out 2 years before just went crazy, and like people were doing, you know, now the word is sus. That's been like a meme where like, oh, are you sus? And you sound very sus right now. That's the new word lingo.
And I think they stopped production on number 2 to improve the first one.
Improve the first one because it's crazy. And when I first saw Among Us, I did not. And then it was like, oh, Among Us 2 is coming out. I looked it up when it came out. It came out 2018. I was like, it took 2 years later for this game to get pumped out. But, you know, it's a very good game, very fun game. But just a couple games that were on there for our awards. Of course, the Microsoft exclusives were kind of tough to find because Xbox, you know, normally we do best Xbox exclusive, but there really wasn't that many Xbox exclusives, so we did Microsoft exclusives. Made it a lot easier on us to find, you know, games. Remember last year was not even a category on our Game Awards. We could not find anything, but
it's pretty weak, but I feel like it's going to change this time around.
Yeah, I mean, again, next year we talked about 2021. And what are some games you guys are excited about in 2021? We have Halo.
Fable,
Resident Evil. Maybe Fable.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not going to be Fable. Yeah. Fable's going to be like 2 years.
God of War, Ragnarok. We have a bunch of stuff coming out in 2021, so definitely very exciting. But you know what? Without further ado, let's begin with our first award here. And that is going to be the best new tech. That's what we're going to kick it off with here. And our nominees are for the best new tech. That is going to be PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, or the S, both in the same category, no separate nomination. The Oculus Quest 2, the Nvidia 3000 series, and then we also have the Nvidia 3070, 3080, and the 3090. So this is also the part where Dan and I reveal what we voted for.
I think we made a small mistake there.
Did we?
Yeah, no, our we've changed that. Remember, our official form is the Nvidia 30 series.
30 series.
And then we also added the AMD Ryzen, the 5000 series CPUs.
For some reason, it didn't update there. My bad. But this is also the part before we reveal the winner, we like to talk about what we voted for. And I voted for the PlayStation 5, being that I've been playing it a lot more so far than the Xbox. Spider-Man Miles Morales, you know, was a lot of good. And what did you vote for?
I voted for the Xbox, you know, just because, you know, no, not as good as I'm a fanboy, you know, just because, you know, what they did, you know, with this console. I mean, they did an incredible thing with these consoles, and
yeah,
I gotta give it to them, you know, the power, the speed, you know. So I went with them. You know, I really wanted to go with the 30 series, the NVIDIA cards, but I couldn't even fucking get one. So I stuck with the Xbox.
I heard those were really fucking ridiculous to get.
And I got the Oculus as well, and I put my time into the Oculus so far, but I stuck with the Xbox.
All right. So let's now reveal what our winner for the best new tech is. Oh, wow. And it's the Xbox Series X and the S. Wow. All right. So there. Okay, Dan. So how were the statistics there?
So surprisingly, the Xbox won by with 41.9%.
Wow. So a lot of big Xbox fans here that voted this year for the Game Awards.
And I'm gonna do the top three. Is that fine?
Yeah, do this. Do the
and
top
then
three.
The second one. Yeah, you guessed it. It is the NVIDIA 30 series at 29%, and the PlayStation 5 was 17.7%.
All right. So clearly, we had a lot of Xbox fans here voting for the Game Awards here. So now we're going to move on here to our next award, and that is going to be Best Family Freddy. So Family Friendly. So Dan the Pizza Man, what are the nominees for Best Family Friendly?
All right, Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, Animal Crossing New Horizon, SpongeBob SquarePants Rehydrated, Sackboy and A Big Adventure, and Minecraft Dungeons.
And before we reveal the award here, I played a good amount of these games, and Crash Bandicoot was pretty good, actually.
I loved it, man. I really
enjoyed Crash Bandicoot.
That was a fun game.
SpongeBob, also fantastic game. I mean, I was shocked they even remastered SpongeBob Rehydrated. It was awesome. And of course, Animal Crossing, you know, can't go wrong with that. Sackboy I have not played yet, but I also found myself enjoying Minecraft Dungeons, even though I'm not a big dungeon crawler.
Yeah, I beat Minecraft. I enjoyed it very much. You know, I enjoyed Crash. I put in a lot of hours into, Animal Crossing and SpongeBob. I've played as well. I haven't played Sackboy, but, I mean, it's a good category. Some great games in there.
Absolutely. 100%. And again, if you're looking for something for the kids, or even in the adults, I mean, family-friendly games are good for all ages. So, with that being said, the winner for Best Family Friendly is... Oh, well, you know what? Well-deserved. Animal Crossing New Horizons, and that is their first award on a multiple amount of awards that they're here for today. And, damn, what was the top three for the statistics here?
Okay, so Animal Crossing won by a landslide with 53.2%. Coming in second, it was Crash Bandicoot with 22.6%. And the third was SpongeBob SquarePants.
All righty. Now our next award here is going to be the favorite podcast guest. And I do see in the chat here some of the guests that have been on our podcast. Now, if you do win, what we do is I have DM'd you guys separately on Discord, is that we do a cool little collab shirt with your logo and our logo. We take, you know, no profits for it, just a kind of a cool little... kind of t-shirt design we like to do for the year up until the next podcast award. And again, we loved all of our guests that are up for this award. I mean, we had some great conversations with Reanimator, you know, kind of her upbringing and becoming the queen of horror, not only on Mixer, but now the queen of horror on Twitch. Dillinger Banks was awesome. You know, I kind of got him a week before being a guest, him and Batty. All Hail the Hand, you know, were a guest. That was awesome episode as well. And kind of hearing about, you know, how Dillinger studied to become the streamer that he is right now. Also, again, you know, Asika, hearing about her upbringings with Mixer and everything like that, and how she's really enjoyed streaming. And of course, Gutter Nerds, and he's been podcasting and streaming for a very long time and things like that. And Jamie also, how she moved from Twitch to Mixer, how it was a struggle at first, but now she's back on Twitch doing big things. So we love all of our podcast guests. So, and also shout out to, you know, the all of our guests that took the time out to join us. and hang out and have some great conversations. And the nominees for favorite podcast guests are Reanimator, Dillinger Banks, Asika, Jamie Lynn, and Steve-O from the Gutter Nerds. So anything you want to add on our wonderful guests?
Yes, definitely, man. You know, I got to know all of them, got to watch the stream, so I always have a great time watching their streams, you know, getting to play some games with some of them. You know, it's always been a blast, and, you know, I'm happy to have all of you guys on that list today. I mean, it means a lot that you guys showed the support, you guys joined, had great conversations with us, and, you know, whoever wins today, get the collab shirt, which we're excited for. Which, you know, someone knows how to design, let hit me up. Yeah. And the person will also get that shirt for free and an extra one for one of their guests.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or their viewer.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Dan said, you get the shirt for free, and then you could just pick a viewer that you also want to send the shirt to as well. So without further ado, the winner of the favorite podcast guest is the queen of horror herself, Reanimate Her, is the winner of favorite podcast guest. So Ra, I will DM you privately on Discord, and I will send you the t-shirt design. You let us know if you like it, and then, as we said before, Ra, you get the t-shirt for free, and then you could choose one viewer of who you would like to send it to as well. And also, congratulations to all the nominees, and congratulations to Reanimator. You know, again, we love all of our guests, and all of you guys are wonderful content creators, and, you know, we really enjoy watching your content, and we've also taken a lot of the advice that you guys have given us as well. So, best RPG, we are going to send this over to our good buddy over at the Gutter Nerds, and if you don't know who the Gutter Nerds are, he is a variety streamer. He hosts a Thursday morning show called Morning Time Drive-By, so if you're on your way to work and you want to listen to some friendly banter, I would suggest checking it out. And also, if you love retro, definitely check out his streams on Saturday morning retro as well. And let's send it on over to the Gutter, Steve-O.
Hey, nerds, this is Steve-O from the Twitch channel. Tonight I'm here to present the award for best rocket propelled grenade. No, best role playing game. Here are the nominees: Final Fantasy VII Remake, Genshin Impact, Baldur's Gate 3, Wasteland 3, Neo 2. And don't forget to catch me 6 times a week at twitch.tv/gutternerds, where we riff on games and joke during story-driven games, and retro is on Saturday. We'll see you there.
Alrighty. So, thank you, Steve-O, for participating in that. That was really awesome. Really appreciate it. Again, if you're not following the Gutter Nerds, definitely be sure to check him out. And now, let's reveal the winner for the best RPG really quickly. Again, as we, you know, Dan and I like to banter here. Surprisingly, I'm normally a big RPG guy, but none of these RPGs for me. None. I mean, again, we didn't do Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk definitely would have been on the list, but none of these RPGs for me.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played any of them. You know, I'm also love my RPGs, and I wasn't really too into it, so I didn't really vote on this one. I'll let you guys mostly pick on that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so the winner for best RPG is Final Fantasy VII. I mean, very much so. Very popular, Final Fantasy VII. You know, I know a lot of people really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the new Final Fantasy that finally VII got its remake. So it was worth it. Worth it there.
Yeah, so we can break down of, you know, first, second, third real quick. You know, obviously, first, Final Fantasy. Second was Baldur's Gate. And third was a tie between the rest.
Oh, wow. There you go. Third was a tie between the rest. There we go. All right. So now we're going to jump into racing games as well. Again, as I read these nominees off, I'm kind of looking at the list. And again, normally I do play racers from time to time, but just nothing here for me. So we'll just run through this category quickly. Nominee for best racing game, Dan.
I did. So it is Mario Kart Live Home Circuit, F1 2020, Project Cars 3, Dirt 5, and NASCAR Heat 5. I will say, I really actually wanted to get the Mario Kart Live Home Circuit.
Yeah, so I don't get, what is it? Is it like...
It's like you get, like, you buy the toy and you put it down, and you could create tracks or do pre-made tracks on your phone. and it turns into your living room, so the living room is a track.
That's interesting. It looked really interesting. I just wasn't sure what the hell it was. But the winner is, for best racing game, Mario Kart Live Home Circuit. Oh, wow. There we go. There we go.
Yeah, so I will go ahead and just say, you know, that won by 53.6%, which is pretty overkill. And then the second was Dirt 5, followed by Project Cars 3.
Well, there we go here. Wow. All right, so we're going to move on to our next category here, and that is the best Jade Sports parentheses indie game. Now, the reason why this category has been called the best Jade game is that we have a good buddy here on Twitch that is primarily a indie content creator. So if you are interested in any random, you know, pretty much really random, any genre of gameplay styles, I would definitely check out her channel. It is Jade Princess. She streams, you know, she'll stream AAAs from time to time, but the majority of the time she is streaming a variety of indie content, streaming from any horror, hack and slash, above camera, pretty much everything. So we are going to send it over to our good buddy, Jade Princess, who is going to read the nominees for the best Jade games.
Hi, everyone. It's Jade Princess. I am so excited tonight to present the award for best indie game. And if you're really cool, then you know that these are the best Jade games. I primarily stream indie titles on my channel on twitch.com/JadePrincess. But I'm really, really excited to tell you that Hades won. No, I'm kidding. Unfortunately, Hades is robbed again, probably. But the category nominees tonight are Phasmophobia. That was a lot of fun. Deep Rock Galactic, also a lot of fun. Moving Out, Golf with Your Friends, and Streets of Rage 4. All really, really fun games, and I cannot wait to see who the winner is tonight. Thanks so much, In Our Mom's Basement, for letting me host this category. You guys have a great night and a happy new year.
And thank you so much, Jade, for participating in this. Really appreciate it. The award was named after, I mean, the category is named after her. She is a huge indie streamer. So, as without further ado, let's take a look at the winner here of the best Jade indie game, Phasmophobia. And I mean, you know, looking at all these great games here, you know, Phaz obviously, again, took the world by storm, and it's still a very popular game right now. And Gad, what's been the stats here? What's the top, the category, the top?
I mean, you know, Phasmophobia, I mean, regardless, I mean, they're still bringing a lot of good updates. And they have a lot of plan for the game. So, I mean, I think they very much deserve that win. And I think so far this is the biggest landslide with a 57.4%. Followed by Streets of Rage and Golf with Friends.
There we go. There we go there. All right. So now we're going to go on to another category here. We like to do the best female protagonist in a video game here. They don't have to be the main primary protagonist. If they are a secondary protagonist, that is fun. That is fine. It's fun as well, but that's fine as well. If they're a secondary protagonist, we've had that in our past awards and categories. But the nominees for the best female protagonist, you normally like to play girls in video games and RPG games. So what are the nominees for the best female protagonist?
All right. Jill Valentine. Resident Evil 3, Ellie, The Last of Us 2, Coco Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot 4, Miss Marvel, Marvel Avengers, and what was it, Ivor?
Ivor, yes.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Alrighty. Again, big Resident Evil fan, so you kind of know where I lended my vote to. Again, I did enjoy playing Ellie in The Last of Us 2. I did not enjoy playing as Abby. I thought Abby was a shithole, she's not on, you know. And also because a lot of our awards and categories and nominees and everything, it's, you know, we kind of base it off with Metacritic and a lot of overall reviews in general. You know, this is, you know, again, this is you guys voting and everything like that. This is no critics are voting or anything like that. So the best thing about our award show is you guys vote. This is you. Coco Bandicoot was great. I didn't even know that in the new one that you could switch between the two. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, I switched to her.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, no, I liked it. And, you know, the game brought a few different characters.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a vast majority of characters I didn't know about. I heard a lot of good things about Ms. Marvel in Marvel's Avengers, and a lot on the internet that she was probably one of the better characters in the game. And then, of course, Ivor, which is the main character in Valhalla. You could choose male or female. But without further ado, the winner of the best female protagonist is Ellie of The Last of Us 2. So The Last of Us takes its first award as well. And not against this victory here. Ellie was still a fantastic character in The Last of Us 2, despite a lot of the, you know, non-spoiler alerts, things that happened at the end and stuff with the storyline. Still was enjoyable to see Ellie.
Yeah. So, break it down real quick. Ellie won by 46.7%, followed by Jill Valentine and Ivor.
All right. Oh, excuse me. Burping today. We have pizza. We have pizza for
dinner. Yeah, we have pizza.
I have pizza for dinner.
Let me see the pizza chat.
Yeah. Let's get some pizzas dropped in the chat here. We have now next best male protagonist. Again, same thing applies. They don't have to be the main exact character. They could be a secondary character as long as they're in the game the majority of the time here. So we got best male protagonist. We have Jin Sakai from Ghost of Tsushima. We have Carlos Oliveri from Resident Evil 3. Miles Morales in Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Ivor is Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and Alex Mason in Call of Duty Cold War. I was a huge fan of Ghost of Tsushima. I know I'm, again, I said before, I'm a big Resident Evil fan, but Ghost of Tsushima, a lot of phenomenal game. Love the main character. Carlos Oliveri is more of a secondary character. You only play him for a little bit in the third game, but he's still pretty cool. And of course, Miles Morales was a ton of fun, but I lended my voting towards Ghost of Tsushima. What would you say?
I mean, I'm still going to play Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I mean, I can't wait to play that again. It looks absolutely beautiful. I mean, I played Spider-Man, Miles Morales. The game is fucking fantastic. So I'm enjoying that a lot, and I haven't played the rest yet.
Yeah. Well, without further ado, let's see who the winner is of Best Male Protagonist. Ah, wow. I thought it was going to be Ghost of Tsushima, but Miles Morales takes the cake here as the winner for Best Male Protagonist. Not mad about it. He was a lot of fun to play, and it was a very good game. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so first place, Miles Morales. Second place was Ivor, and third was Jin Saka.
Okay.
Is it Saka?
Sakai, yes. So, our next presenter here, very excited for this presenter here. He is a horror content creator, plays games like Dead by Daylight. He's also playing Call of Duty right now, Killing Floor 2. And you could catch him every Friday killing Jason's, and I mean it, killing Jason's. And also, if you just want to hang out, have a good time, talk horror, and watch a man drink alcohol out of Jesus's penis, this is the stream to watch. So let's send it over to our good buddy, a serial killer, for the nominees for the best co-op game.
Hey everybody, Serial Killer here. I'm here to give you the nominees for the best co-op game this year. And we can't do that shit without having our best co-op partner, right? Jesus and I go way back. So, without ado, let's get into this shit. Number 1, Phasmophobia. Number 2, Dark Pictures Anthology, Little Hope. Number 3, Minecraft Dungeons. Number 4, Streets of Rage 4. And number 5, Animal Crossing's New Horizon. Good luck, everybody. Cheers.
As I said, chat, if you are not following this man, a serial killer. There he is. Holy sh! Oh my god. Oh my. Holy shit! Wow. Holy fuck.
God damn it,
Hoosier! God damn it, Hoosier! Thank you, dude. Holy fuck! Thank you, wow, man. Holy shit! Thank you so much, dude. Holy fuck!
Wow, we don't usually talk to our podcast, but really, man. Ooh.
Holy shit! Really appreciate that, dude. Oh my god! If you're not following Who's your boy, man? Dude is a fucking legend. Former Mixer. He's a Twitch partner as well. He streams a lot of first-person shooters. Oh my god, it's fucking awesome, dude. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
Definitely check him out. A lot of first-person shooters. Call of Duty is all around awesome, dude. Don't even worry about it, Hoosier. It's all good, man. Don't worry about it. We really appreciate that, dude. And don't worry about it, man. You know, we know life and gets and work and everything like that.
Especially during these crazy times.
Yeah, don't worry about these crazy times, man. Don't worry about it. But we appreciate it. But again, we want to thank you, Serial, also for doing the participating as well. That was awesome. And again, guys, if you want to watch a awesome streamer drink rum out of Jesus's penis, that is a stream.
I hope Jesus's juice tastes good.
Yes. From the look. Absolutely. All righty. So the winner of the best co-op game is Phasmo. Phasmo takes its second victory of the day today.
I'm not surprised, though.
Yeah.
No, I think this might be the biggest landslide. They won with 59.7%, followed by Animal Crossing and Minecraft Dungeons.
That, yeah, wow. I mean, again, Phasmo, I think, is going to win a good amount of the awards right now. Yeah, Phasmo, that's its second victory right now. I'm expecting to see a lot of Phasmo and Animal Crossing.
You guys
tonight.
Voted, man. Yeah. I don't expect any different, especially from you horror freaks out there.
Exactly,
huh?
Absolutely. Now, we are going to do, I don't think, I just want to double check something. I don't think anyone did this one. So we should be good. Nope. Okay. Alrighty. So our next award is going to be for the best remaster port. Now, with this award here, we normally have done it just remasters. But this year, there was a lot of remasters and a lot of ports. So we kind of gave the love for those. Now, Dan, what are the nominees for the best remaster port?
Resident Evil 3. Super Mario 3D All-Stars, Final Fantasy VII, Tony Hawk 1 and 2, and Demon's Souls Remake. Great games. Super Mario 3D All-Stars brings back memories, you know, to some of the old games. You know, I had some fun with Tony Hawk. I did play it a little bit more, and, you know, that also brought back PS2 to life. Demon's Souls, I just suck at, so I didn't play.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with you. I mean, again, Resident Evil, big fan. But, you know, I enjoyed Resident Evil 2 a lot more than the third game. But the third game is still a lot of fun. I would still recommend the third game for everyone that has not played, you know, Resident Evil 3. I would still recommend it. Just a little bit shorter. Super Mario 3D All-Stars, of course, man. Super Mario 64, Galaxy, and Sunshine. And they all ported over relatively well. Also ported over really well. Final Fantasy, you know, I didn't, you know, jump into Tony Hawk 1 and 2, a lot of fun, great to hear those soundtracks again. Demon's Souls, not good at those games, same like Dan, fuck that. And the winner for the best remaster port is, oh wow, really surprised here, yeah, Tony Hawk with the win.
Actually, we just got in some breaking news here. Looks like I might have forgot to turn off the voting.
Oh.
And there has been a small change in the system here. Looks like first place got a tie.
Oh, really?
I forgot to turn off the voting.
Well,
and
you have to turn it off now.
Oh, it's off now, but it looks like Tony Hawk won, but then Final Fantasy tied it at the last second.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to give it to Tony Hawk.
It was already on there since when I counted.
We're going to give it to Tony Hawk. It was already on there, so Tony Hawk's getting the award there. Tony Hawk gets it, guys. We got it.
We got you, Tony.
Reanimator, no. We have just put the hammer down and have decided that Tony Hawk won. This is what, again, you guys voted, but we're putting the hammer down on this one. Tony Hawk is the victor.
Stop the count!
All right. Our next category is going to be Best Supported Game. Now, Best Supported Game, the way that works is a game that has been out for years. And basically, the games that are still supported, that developers are still supporting, they have not given up on it, they have not shut down the servers, they're still pumping out new content year in and year out. So, the nominees for Best Supported Game are Rainbow Six Siege, Destiny 2, Apex Legends, Fuck This Game, Fortnite, and Grand Theft Auto Online. my fingers are crossed that this time around, the community was good to us and did not vote Fortnite.
Well, I hope not, you fucks.
Because the past all the years, I think Fortnite has won 3 out of the 5 times in this category.
I don't like saying the word Fortnite. That's a banned word.
I mean, we were hoping for you guys that you guys took that next step and did not vote Fortnite, because Fortnite has won 3 times. So, prayers.
If Fortnite wins, Pat's going to play it.
Absolutely not. But the winner for the best supported game is... Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. All right. I'll take it. GTA Online definitely deserves this victory because it is its own separate game, essentially. I mean, it could be its own central game. And a new heist just came out recently, too.
Yep.
So, what have been the stats on that?
So this is like a pretty close one, you know, GTA with 25.8, followed by Destiny 2, and then Rainbow Six Siege, with Fortnite being last.
Thank you, God.
So that, thank you for that. That's the real win.
Thank you, guys, so much for making Fortnite last. Thank you so much here. Our next category, we are going to send it over to the agency. This man is a variety streamer. He kind of tends to lean a little bit more on the horror side. He streams games like Killing Floor 2. He's also streaming Call of Duty, Black Ops Zombies right now as well. But yeah, all around variety streamer. He is a good dude. And again, he is the leader of the agency. So I hope he's dug up the files. Let's send it on over to Mr. Erratic Agent.
Hey, everyone. It's Erratic Agent 34. And tonight I'm here to present the award for Best Action-Adventure Game. We checked the files over at the agency, and here are your nominees for Best Action-Adventure Game. Ghosts of Tsushima, The Last of Us 2, Watch Dogs Legion, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and Spider-Man Miles Morales.
And we want to thank Erratic Agent for taking the time out, guys. If you're not following Erratic Agent, make sure you do so. He is over at the agency kicking ass and killing zombies. That's pretty much a great thing there. But let's find out the winner for the best action adventure. And that is going to be... Ooh! Ass Creed Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Okay. Wow, I'm really surprised. Ghost of Tsushima has been up for 2 awards. And Ghost of Tsushima has not won yet. I thought maybe Last of Us might have taken that one too. I thought Last of Us might have taken another award. It has not. Wow, Ass Creed. Maybe Spider-Man 2.
I expect Spider-Man to win.
Yeah. Something. A little surprise there in the voting there.
All great games, and they all deserve it. And, you know, Valhalla won 35.6%, followed by Ghost of Tsushima and The Last of Us 2.
Was last?
No. Watch Dogs was last.
Watch Dogs. Okay, yeah, not a surprise. Watch Dogs has been pretty disappointing right now, so pretty not surprising there. All right, guys, our next award here is going to be the most underrated game, and now, guys, we are about to head to the Down Under. Our next presenter here is a Aussie streamer. She is a also variety streamer that also tends to lean on the horror side as well. She streams games like Destiny 2, PUBG. She'll throw some horror games in there as well. So let's send it on over to our friend over in Australia, and that is Miss Machiavelli, to present the award for most underrated game. Crikey.
Pretty beautiful weather here. Obviously, it is nighttime for you guys. So I hope you're having a good night. But why I'm here today is to represent the Coven and to announce, well, not announce, but, you know, present the most underrated game of this year. So, with further ado, the nominees are Maneater, a little game about sharks. Don't really give a fuck because I hate those birds and don't get fucked. I live in Australia because I fucking hate sharks. Next, we have Morning Moving Out. clear. I thought it was morning out there for a minute because, you know, I'm like, what the fuck is that? I never heard of that. What the fuck is that shit? But that is okay. We'll move on to the next one. The next one is Minecraft Dungeons. Now, I like the dungeons part. Not so much the Minecraft, but the dungeon is good. I like dungeons, so, yeah, it's in for a win. Next up, we have Zombie Army 4 Dead War. Now, guys, if you are not ready for that, there's something wrong. Also, our next one up after that, and last but not least, is Streets of Rage 4. Now, never heard of that fucking game either, so fuck that shit to the moon. Don't know if it's good. Probably is, but I don't really care. Because Zombie Army's got this shit in the bag, I think, anyway. If it doesn't, then I'll be very disappointed. Now, as you can see, yeah, it's got wrinkles. I have kids bald, because they're certainly grey. I got wrinkles, because, well, especially this one's fucked. But anyway, I hope you guys have had a lovely holiday time with your family. And anyway, and we will catch you again soon. Bye.
All right, I'm good. I'm good. I was tearing up a little bit there. That shit was fucking. As you guys heard from Miss Machiavelli, if you do not vote for Zombie Army, you're fucked. I think there it is. All right, we're good. Yeah, and you know, Streets of Rage, she doesn't give a fuck about Maneater. She basically told Bruce from Jaws to go fuck himself. So, you know, as Miss Machiavelli fashion here, have your fingers crossed, or else you're gonna have to face that Aussie rage there. I would definitely not want to face that. But the winner of most underrated game is Miss Machiavelli. Have your fingers crossed. Oh, well,
we're all fucked.
Well, everybody in chat is fucked. Whoever voted is fucked. The winner of most underrated is Minecraft Dungeons, and now Dan, I'm afraid for you to read the stats. I hope Zombie Army 4 maybe finished second, but let's see.
Minecraft won at 89%.
89?
No, that was just silly joking. No. No, Minecraft won at 27.6%, followed by Maneater with coming third, Zombie Army 4. Like, wow. You guys voted, right? You guys did that.
Not enough votes, guys. I'm sorry. Not enough votes. And now...
Revotes.
There we go. Looks like they're gonna get the revotes in here now. Also, guys, if you're not following Miss Machiavelli, definitely give her a follow. Again, she is an awesome content creator as well. Again, variety streamer, leans a little bit more on the horror side. But if you want to see, as you see, yep, she was playing Black Ops Cold War. If you want to see her kill some zombies and, as she would call it, potato aim in PUBG, definitely check her out. A lot of fun, awesome conversations as well, and we all know that Creepshow 3 is her favorite horror movie of all time. But anyway, moving on. Our next category and our next presenter, he is the leader of the Sinners crew. Just started streaming in August. Also a horror content creator. He will play indie horror games. He will play AAA horror games. His favorite TV show is Sons of Anarchy, if you've ever seen him.
Wait, what's wrong with Sons of Anarchy?
He was wearing masks before it was cool. And also, if you have ever popped in a stream, remember to all hail the hand. So let's send it on over to our good buddy, Dillinger Banks.
Hey everyone, this is Dillinger Banks, head sinner of the Sinners crew, and I'm here tonight with In Our Mom's Basement 5th Annual Game Awards to present the Don't Hold Your Breath Award. These are games that we wish would come out, but probably aren't. We've got Portal 3, Silent Hills, Half-Life 3, Fatal Frame 6, and Twisted Metal Reboot. Okay, I guess that wasn't my category to present this evening. But it's okay, because we've got another one. Tonight, I'll be presenting the Swoli Cannoli. I don't think I'm supposed to share that one. Okay. What? Oh. All right. So what I will be presenting tonight for In Our Mom's Basement 5th Annual Game Awards is the most anticipated game. On the list are God of War Ragnarok, Fable, Halo Infinite, Horizon Forbidden West, and Resident Evil Village. Good luck.
Alrighty there. Thank you so much, Dillinger. Now we have to fucking change our OnlyFans password because people are gonna fucking know our OnlyFans shit.
Roly cannoli.
Oh my god. Unbelievable. I can't believe it. But was really happy to see the hand. All hail the hand. And again, if you're not following Dillinger Banks, really awesome dude. Really fun to just sit down and just bullshit with, you know. And again, if you want to talk Sons of Anarchy, his favorite TV show, I would definitely...
What the hell is wrong with Sons of Anarchy?
I would definitely check it out. I'm just kidding. You know, we like to throw friendly, funny jabs at each other, but definitely awesome dude. Awesome horror content creator. A lot of fun to hang out with. But the winner for the best, for the most anticipated game is... Did I get to it? No, now I did. All right, that is going to be Halo Infinite. There we go. A lot of Halo fans here. There we go. Were you surprised or...
No, I mean, actually, I thought Fable was going to be up there, but I guess people still have that love for Halo too much.
I actually thought since we had a lot of horror people that voted, I thought maybe Resident Evil might have taken it. What are the stats?
All right, so first is Halo Infinite, of course.
Yep.
27.9%, followed by Fable. And third was a tie between Resident Evil and God of War.
Oh, wow. I mean, still all fantastic franchises that we are excited for. And as Dillinger, the original category was, yeah, games that we aren't going to get, but, you know, we're hoping for, you know, Silent Hills. What the hell? What was the other one? Silent Hills. Half-Life 3, yeah, so...
Yeah, I mean, I wish there was a Half-Life 3. I mean, we're sort of getting a Left 4 Dead 3 in a certain sense.
Yeah, Back 4 Blood, yes. Yeah, a little bit. But our next category, as we move on, and Fatal Frame 6, there we go. Portal 3, Fatal Frame 6, there we go. Our next award is going to be the best first-person shooter. I got to get them fixed. I'm fucking too lazy right now. I really do got to get them fixed, but it's okay. The best first-person shooter, our nominees are, and there were a lot of them, actually. Surprisingly, there was a lot of shooters that came out this year, and the good thing is they didn't come out right around the same time, luckily. Yeah. That's going to be, the nominees are Hyperscape, Valorant, Call of Duty Cold War, Doom Eternal, and Half-Life Alyx, which is... our first VR game that's up for an award right now.
Which I'm just super excited to play. Now that I have a VR, I cannot wait to play that game.
So, I gotta get them fixed, chat. I mean, you know, again, I have to get them fixed. I've been very lazy, so it's my fault. So you guys can poke fun all you want, but I'm doing it to myself. Let's see. The winner of the best first-person shooter, I mean, let's see. Doom Eternal was a lot of fun. I'm actually pulling for Doom Eternal. I played a bit of Doom Eternal.
That was fun.
Had a lot of fun with Doom.
A little bit of Valorant, Hyperscape. I mean, I enjoy them. I mean, I didn't stick with them, but they were fun.
Yeah, absolutely. But the winner of the best first-person shooter is Call of Duty Cold War. Wow, you know, I think probably, I would say that probably won due to the zombies.
Well, man... I wasn't a big Call of Duty fan. I mean, I just didn't like this one. I couldn't get into it. I mean, I'll stick to Modern Warfare. I thought Modern Warfare was better, but
yeah,
you guys voted. You guys picked it, and Cold War was at 40% of the votes, followed by Doom Eternal, and then Valorant.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not surprised Cold War won. I know a lot of people definitely have been falling in love with the zombie mode. The zombie mode's always been popular in the Treyarch series, so. You know, not surprising that they won. Now, we are going to send it on over to another content creator here. That is our next presenter that I'll be presenting the best BR game. She is a Twitch partner. She is also a variety streamer. She'll stream games like Valorant is one of her main games, World of Warcraft, Call of Duty Cold War, and she'll also throw in some Warzone. So let's send it on over to the coolest dudes of them all, and that is Asika.
Hey guys, Asika here, and I am presenting the top BRs of 2020. Starting up, we have Warzone, which is Call of Duty's follow-up BR to Blackout, which was an absolute hot mess. Warzone, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Not only do you get a second chance with the Gulag, but you can get a third, fourth, or fifth with the buyback option. Also, it gave us some pretty amazing rage moments with the hot mic feature. Up next, we have Hyperscape. This was Ubisoft's futuristic foray into the BR genre. Hyperscape, it's fast-paced and has a really, really cool built-in Twitch integration, which really gives it a unique experience. And chat, if you vote Zero Gravity again, you're canceled. I'm sick of this shit. Up next, we have Fall Guys. Have you ever wanted to be a jelly bean? Fall Guys took us by storm a few months ago, literally came out of nowhere and created a sudden worldwide hatred for the color yellow. We also learned that a majority of people on the internet don't understand seesaws. Alright, next we have Apex Legends. Apex Legends, the game where you're screwed if you take a break from it. Every time I come back, there's either some new hero sucking me into a black hole, setting up a black market, or flying through the air on some drug-fueled binge. They also gave us not only two maps to hate, but now we have three maps to hate. Alright, and our final nominee is Fortnite. Are you 10 years old? Do you want V-Bucks? Because I hear that Pat is giving away V-Bucks after the stream, so you gotta enter by typing "Can I play" in chat over and over again. But really, hats off to Fortnite. They've given us some epic events and epic concerts, and they've done some really, really cool stuff. I just don't want to build anymore. Or fight somebody who can build a 5-story hotel with a pool on top, but they can't hit a shot, so they just kill me with a rocket. Good times.
Dude, holy fucking shit, man. Thank you.
Fuck with the sub.
Holy shit,
my goodness.
Dude. Thank you, bro. I really appreciate that. Holy fuck.
Cereal, dude. You fuck.
Fucking legend, Cereal. Thank you so much, man. Fuck. Holy fuck. I was, like, stunned. Oh my god, dude, thank you. Thank you so much, man. Holy fuck, the support tonight has been completely unreal. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
I thought we were getting spammed for a second.
Yeah, holy fuck. Thank you guys. And to answer Asika, I do not have V-Bucks for Fortnite. So Asika, we're gonna have to have a conversation privately because I gave those V-Bucks to you to give away to your community. That's what you told me to do.
Well, but what's this cabinet full of V-Bucks right here?
Yeah, it's going away. But anyway, the winner for the best BR game, please, not Fortnite. You guys have been great. No Fortnite. Wow, yeah, I'll take that. That's also Call of Duty, Warzone, Warzone happy hours every Wednesday. But also, guys, if you're not following Asika, definitely give her a follow. She is... awesome content creator, hilarious, love her streams, all around cool dude. And also, if you're interested in getting G Fuel, definitely use her G Fuel code if you like G Fuel as well.
G Fuel.
You'll get 10% off as well. But Warzone, happy it won. Thank God. Thank God Fortnite did not win. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And somebody who is a huge Warzone fan, I approve this. I'm excited about that. I love Warzone. Yeah. Warzone won with 37.8%, followed by Fall Guys and Apex Legend. And, of course, last place, Fortnite.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have been fucking legends.
The gift that keeps on giving.
The gift that keeps on giving. Thank you guys so much. And now we're going to go on to Best Sports Game. Dan, what are the nominees for the Best Sports Game?
Best Sports Game, PGA 2K21, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1-2, MLB The Show 20, EA Sports UFC 4, and WWE Battlegrounds, which we had to put that in there because Dillinger really wanted us to put Battlegrounds in.
Yeah, him and Cereal would not stop messaging me to put that game in there. If they told me that we did not put that game in there, Dillinger and Serial said that they were going to give us the Legion of Doom mood. The Doomsday device. That's what they said. So we were like, all right, no problem. We'll put the game on there. We don't want you guys to do that to us. I don't want a broken neck. But are you upset there's no FIFA?
No. I mean, I'm over FIFA. I mean, it's been terrible for the last 3 years. So I don't think it deserves to be anywhere near this list. I would rather Fortnite win the best sport than it's not even a sport game.
Shuffle.
I love Shuffleboard, okay?
Yeah, I guess I'm surprised that it's not there either. But anyway, the winner for the best sports game is... And Tony Hawk takes it again. It's the second award for Tony Hawk. And not surprising, Tony Hawk has been definitely... A lot of people were asking for it, and they finally got the Tony Hawk game that they for sure wanted again.
Yeah, you know? And Tony Hawk won almost by 70% of the votes.
Holy shit.
And then it was WWE Battlegrounds with followed by UFC 4.
All right. Now, you know, we've had this award for a while, but finally we have a presenter that can definitely bring out the horror in this category. Our next presenter, she is the queen of horror. She is a Twitch partner. She is a horror content creator. She streams a vast amount of horror games, indie, AAA. She also hosts, if you want to learn some wonderful horror history, she hosts a coffee chat of horrors every Sunday. I definitely would recommend checking it out. If you want to talk to someone who is very knowledgeable on horror and just loves the horror genre in general, or if you like looking at Michael Myers get horny behind her, I would definitely check out her streams. So now, without further ado, let's send it over to the Queen of Horror to present the best horror game.
Sometimes blood is better than coffee, I tell you. Oh, hi there. Hey, I didn't see you there, sneaky little ghouls that you are. Hi, I am Reanimate Her, and I am here tonight to bring you best horror game of the year. And the nominees are Resident Evil 3, Phasmophobia, Doom Eternal, Dark Pictures Anthology, Little Hope, and Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. Those Saints and Sinners sound like a good time. Anyways, there's an angry group of people outside my door. I got to go. Enjoy the rest of the game rewards.
Alrighty, guys. Thank you so much, Ra, for doing that as well. And again, guys, if you're not following Reanimator, definitely click that link there and give her a follow. Again, Coffee Chat of Horrors, probably one of the funnest experiences I've ever had, just kind of sitting there and just bullshitting horror back and forth. And again, all around awesome content creator, probably one of the nicest people I've ever met. And, you know, it is true what they say, that, you know, Canadians are nice. Just Reanimator, though. All the other Canadians are rude as fuck. All right. And a serial killer is the coolest Canadian as well, too. I can't do that to him. And my internet is crapping out. Oh, there it goes. It's back. Sorry. The winner for the best horror game is Phasmo again.
That's three.
Three. Wins for Phasmophobia. Unbelievable. I think Phasmo's killing it tonight. Phasmo's killing it tonight, guys. Wow.
That's three. Wow. Every category they were in, demolished.
Yep. And what's the stats? And it demolished it?
Phasmophobia was 57.4%, followed by Resident Evil 3 and Dark Pictures Anthology, Little Hope.
Wow. Well, Phasmo has been killing it tonight, guys. That's three awards for Phasmophobia. And really quickly, guys, we're just going to take a quick one-minute break for our sponsors. We're not going to BRB screen or anything like that. We'll just be right back for 1 minute. All right, guys, we're back. Thank you for listening to that for our sponsors really quickly here. Now we're going to send it on over to another content creator here. He actually just switched. He moved away from Twitch. He is no longer a Twitch streamer. He is a Facebook gaming streamer. That is Flying Ninja. He streams a lot of FPS, a lot of BR games like Call of Duty. I have seen him stream a lot of some good MMOs that are kind of under the radar. So if you want to see... All right, sorry, guys. We're going to have to edit that. My frames are dropping. Sorry. But again, I apologize. He is a Facebook gaming streamer. He streams a lot of FPSs like Call of Duty Warzone. He also streams a lot of MMOs that are kind of under the radar here. But he is going to present the most disappointing game. So let's send it on over to Flying Ninja.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Flying Ninja over at Facebook Gaming Man. Tonight I'm here to present the award for biggest disappointment. Here are some of the nominees for biggest disappointment. Alright. Marvel's Avengers. Predator Hunting Grounds. Star Wars Squadrons. Godfall. And Bleeding Edge.
Alright, thank you, Flying Ninja, for participating as well, guys. And if you ever are on Facebook Gaming, definitely check him out. All around cool dude as well. And if you want to see a lot of rage on Warzone, I definitely would say check him out. He does pretty good on Warzone. But the winner of the biggest disappointment is, well, not only say winner, I would say loser, because biggest disappointment, guys, if again a little confusion, these games are not bad. They were just disappointing. They did not live up to the hype. They were very disappointing. So let's see who the loser is, because if you win this award, well, you're a disappointment. Ah, Marvel Avengers, as I was probably fully definitely expecting this to win the award. I think a lot of people were expecting kind of a Ultimate Alliance type experience, but instead they got kind of a Destiny-ish experience that they were not too happy about.
I mean, I liked it for the most part. I mean, I have like 100 hours into the game. Yeah, man, it's buggy as hell. I mean, there's some things that need obvious work. But, I mean, I enjoy the story for the most part, some of the character, you know, how the move, the fighting. I mean, I didn't think it was, like, it's terrible, but it was sort of a disappointment. And that won by, or lost by 52.5%, followed by Predator Hunting Grounds and Bleeding Edge.
Wow. Well, there goes that, so to speak. Bleeding Edge, you know, I was actually pretty excited for that one, but... Again, another one that was disappointing. But now we are going to head over to the worst of the worst. The worst game of 2020. Now, these games are just flat out bad. These were not good games at all. So, Dan the Pizza Man, what are the nominees for the worst game of 2020?
Rugby 20, One Punch Man, Dawn of Fear, Warcraft 3 Reforged, and Blood Rage.
Alrighty. So what is going to be the worst game of 2020? We've had WWE, I think, won last year, right? 2K20, I think, won last year.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think WWE won last year. So the worst game of 2020 is... I guess not many...
I didn't know, like, all you guys played rugby to find that was the worst game.
Yeah, my God.
How many people actually played rugby?
I'm really surprised, guys. You guys want to tell us something? You guys have really played rugby, or maybe you're just not fans of rugby. Maybe that could be it. What was the stats on that?
Rugby won by 40.4%, followed by One Punch Man. Followed by Warcraft 3, followed by One Punch Man.
Wow. Alrighty. Our next category here. Again, we had to make this the best Microsoft exclusive because some of these games released just on PC, just on like Windows and not Xbox, and then they were coming on Xbox later. So we were just like, you know what? We're going to make this the best Microsoft exclusive because last year we actually did not have an Xbox category, which made Dan the Pizza Man upset. But anyway, the best Microsoft exclusive is Tell Me Why, Gears Tactics, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Microsoft Flight Simulator, and Grounded. Tell Me Why, I heard, is pretty much like what's that game? The one with the rain and all that stuff like that. It was that Square Enix game. I forget what it's called, but along the same lines as that.
I mean, I played a little bit of Tell Me Why.
Yeah.
I kind of get the vibe. I mean, I like Life Strange. Is Strange.
Yep, there we go. Thank you.
So, I mean, I was quite enjoying it. I mean, I thought the story was pretty good.
Yep. But I got to give it out. I mean, it's on Game Pass. I might as well check it out. But Gears Tactics is more of a kind of an RTS type style game, if you like that.
Yep.
Ori Will of the Wisp. I'm thinking would probably win. I mean, that's my prediction.
That's a Jade game right there.
Yeah.
She freaking loves that game.
So the winner of the best Microsoft exclusive is, as I figured, it would be Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Yeah, I mean, I played almost all these games except the Microsoft Play Simulator. Let's see who Microsoft won by. Ori and the Wisp won by 32.1%, followed by Microsoft Simulator, which surprisingly, Microsoft Play Simulator
mm-hmm.
was in the lead for about almost the whole entire thing, and then at the end, Ori and the Will of the Wisp came through, and third was Grounded. Which I actually enjoy Grounded.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
Mean, Grounded is a fun game. I mean, it's an early access game, and they're pumping some good content into it as well.
That's good. I heard a lot of good things about that, but I'm definitely not surprised that Ori won. You know, I know a lot of people that love that game. The music, just the music in general too, and like again, as you know, chat has been saying, the colors as well are really beautiful in the game. The beautifully visualed as well. Now we're going to send it on over to another presenter that is going to be presenting the best Nintendo exclusive. He is a variety streamer as well. He will throw in some Valorant. He will mainly, though, stream Pokemon. He is a huge Pokemon fan. So let's send it on over to our good buddy, Spoiler It Sucks.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I'm Spoiler It Sucks. You can find me pretty much anywhere, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are live Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Twitch at 6 p.m. Central, and we primarily play Monster Catcher games and JRPGs. Pokemon is our main game, but we do have variety into other categories like FPS and horror. But we're not here to talk about me today. We're here to bring the best Nintendo exclusives, so let's take a look at them. We have Animal Crossing New Horizons, Paper Mario The Origami King, Super Mario 3D All-Stars, Mario Kart Live Home Circuit, and Deadly Premonition 2 A Blessing in Disguise. Haven't heard about that last one, but I'm definitely going to put my vote with Animal Crossing, guys. See y'all around. Happy holidays.
Haven't heard about that last one. Thank you so much, Spoiler, for doing that award as well. We know you're a big Nintendo fan, so this definitely category felt good fitting for you as well. You know, you love Pokemon, and Pokemon goes hand-in-hand with Nintendo.
And the last game he was playing was Pokemon.
Yeah, last game, absolutely, on his damn Switch. I think Animal Crossing takes it. I mean, Animal Crossing has won 2 awards.
I mean, that was my vote, so...
I think it's going to join Phasmo in getting its third award. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we're about to find out. The winner for Best Nintendo Exclusive is... Animal Crossing. Taking its third award. It's tied with Phasmo. Either Animal Crossing will end in a tie tonight with Phasmo, or it'll win most of the awards because it's up for Game of the Year, but we'll get to that later. But Animal Crossing, I mean, all these Nintendo exclusives, though. Deadly Premonition, I heard was decent, but, you know, all great games here, though. All great games.
Yeah, so Animal Crossing won with 58.6%. Followed by another strong lead of Super Mario 3D at 21%, and then all the way down, Deadly Premonition 2. And then the other ones don't even have numbers, because no one voted for the other things.
There we go. Now we are going to go on to Best PlayStation Exclusive. We're going to send it on over to another presenter. He was a little shy. He just sent, but you know what? We love him anyway. He is another variety streamer. He loves Marvel's Avengers, so I'm sure he was very upset to see that as the biggest disappointment. But besides Marvel Avengers, he also has been streaming Cyberpunk as well, and he does stream, throw in a little Battle Royale FPS as well in his streams. So for the best PlayStation exclusive, we're going to send it on over to Crypto Helix.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Crypto Helix here, and tonight I'm here to present the award for the best PlayStation exclusive. Without any further ado, here are your nominees: Ghost of Tsushima, Spider-Man Miles Morales, The Last of Us Part 2, Neo 2, Sackboy: A Big Adventure.
All right, thank you so much, Crypto. And if you're not following that wonderful man there, he probably has one of the best haircuts I've ever seen on Twitch. So I think just for his cool hair alone, you should definitely... Well, miss, I don't want to... I'll tell you, and it's you know, it's fine. But we are going to... PlayStation exclusive. I think Ghost of Tsushima might finally win an award. Do we think it might win an award finally or no?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of great games in the category. And, I mean, it's a tough category.
Yeah, a lot of great games here.
I mean, I haven't really played many of the games except Miles Morales. I mean, that was probably one of my votes. So, I don't know. I'm excited to see.
All right, let's see. What is the best PlayStation exclusive? Spider-Man has won two awards, right? Or no, one. It's won the best.
Spider-Man
has
won.
One. All right, so here we go, guys. Best PlayStation exclusive. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Spider-Man wins another award. Oh. That's its second award. I'm very surprised. I thought Ghost of Tsushima did not win. Wow. Ghost of Tsushima did not win any awards today. That's insane. What was the stats, Dan?
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Spider-Man won. I guess there's not that many Ghost of Tsushima fans out there. So Spider-Man won by 37.3%, followed by Ghost of Tsushima, and third, The Last of Us Part II. Good lineup. I mean, great game. So, I mean, I give it up for Spider-Man. Spider-Man has been a hell of a game, a lot of fun, good story, good sides, and I'm looking forward to doing a full completion of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really surprised that Ghost of Tsushima has really not won any awards tonight at all. I really thought that Ghost of Tsushima might have won a couple of awards, but wow, it has not really won that many awards at all. Wow. We're pretty much down to the nitty-gritty here, almost down to the end here. We're going to send this next category over to our next content creator here, a variety streamer on Twitch. She streams games like Apex Legends. If you want to watch her stream, and she also will stream Just Dance as well. Also streams Ori and the Wasp. Pretty much a all-around variety streamer. Awesome streamer. Probably the second coolest redhead that I know. Mrs. Ragequit being the first. But the second coolest redhead that I know. And we're going to send this on over to the Hive. And we are going to send this over to BZ Please to present the best multiplayer game.
Hey guys, BZ Plays here, fellow streamer on Twitch. I'm here to bring you the category of Best Multiplayer. Here are your nominees. Fall Guys. Valorant. Hyperscape. Call of Duty Cold War. And this one's looking pretty sus. Among Us. If he comes over here. Nope. No! I knew it!
And we want to thank BZ Plays for being an awesome presenter. Thank you so much. Again, if you're not following BZ Plays, definitely give her a follow. As you can see, she streams Among Us, Apex Legends, and a variety of games on there as well. Best multiplayer. And again, if you're wondering what the difference is between multiplayer and co-op, multiplayer, obviously, we get to play online together. Co-op was more of couch co-op type stuff. But multiplayer, some good ones on here. But I'm thinking Among Us is going to get its award here.
I went for Fall Guys on this one just because, you know, I really like Fall Guys. I really like the concept of a whole new type of VR. That was a lot of fun, you know. Yeah. Brought me, like, I like watching those kind of game shows. So, you know, it kind of brought me into that.
Yeah, no, I just think Among Us was insanely popular this year. And I think Among Us is going to take the award here. So without further ado, the winner of Best Multiplayer is... Ah, there it is. Among Us.
No surprise. I mean, it's been a big freaking hit right now.
And, I mean, everyone's apparently very sus, according to the voting here.
A lot of people are sus. So, Among Us had 60.7% of your votes, followed by Fall Guys and third, Cold War. Good list. Good choices.
Good respected list. Good list there. And yeah, GG Among Us. All right, now we are down to our last category, but you know, before we get to that, again, Dan and I want to thank everybody that has come out tonight to watch our fifth annual Game Awards. We want to send a, you know, thank you guys. We have seen you guys with the bits. We really appreciate that. We have seen, you know, the gifted subs tonight really has blown us away. Thank you guys for that. We appreciate the support. We also want to send a special thank you for our presenters. And we are going to rename them all again, because again, thank you guys for taking the time out to create such unique videos and bringing out your personality in the videos. That's what we wanted to do. I know a lot of you guys asked what did we want in the script. All we really wanted was you guys to name the nominees and basically just run with it however you guys want it. Yeah, be yourself. This is not, you know, here's the script and you're following the script. That's what you got
to
do.
We invited you guys to do this because we like you. We like your personality, what you bring to the table. So we really wanted to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to send a special thank you for to Jade Princess for the Jade Indie Game. We want to thank, of course, Reanimator, the Queen of Horror, for doing Best Horror Game. Thank you, Dillinger Banks and Batty Page, with the appearance of The Hand. All hail The Hand for the most anticipated game. Best co-op game. We want to thank you, a Serial Killer. And I 100% really do appreciate you drinking rum out of Jesus's penis in the video. Best RPG. Gutter Nerds. We really also, I appreciate you telling us about the rocket propelled grenade. Thank you for that. Best BR game, thank you so much, Asika, for that and giving us the rundown on why BR games piss us all off.
And who can get us some free V-Bucks.
Yep, and give us exactly. Thank you, BZ Plays, for the best multiplayer and hell of a job with your video. Great job. Everyone had an amazing video. thank you, BZ. Flying Ninja, biggest disappointment. Really appreciate you getting a little disappointing horn in there. Appreciate that. Miss Machiavelli, thank you. And, you know, thank you for your first ever time on camera being on Inner Mom's Basement Game Awards. We really appreciate that. You are a fucking warrior. Your video was awesome. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Erratic Agent, thank you for opening up the files and finding the best action adventure game. Was really tough to find, but we appreciate you going into the agency and going through the files to find them. Spoiler, it sucks. Really appreciate you bringing the Nintendo and your red cheeks out on video. Again, I missed your red cheeks.
Red cheeks.
For the Nintendo exclusive. And Crypto, thank you for not showing everyone your cool hair and showing with the best PlayStation exclusive. So again, guys, thank you guys so much for taking the time out. And again, guys, if you are not following these awesome content creators, please do so. They are all fucking awesome people. Also, join their Discords. Great people to hang out with and talk after stream. They play games after stream. Serial in his Discord does movie nights every Tuesdays and Saturdays. He's doing a big movie thing right now. He's also doing a ugly sweater giveaway as well. Everyone that has voted has been entered into a giveaway as well, so we will reveal the winners of that as well after stream. You'll get a DM. Reanimator also, we will reach out to you as well about how you, if you like the shirt design, and you will get a free shirt, and a viewer of your choice will also get the free shirt. So let us know. All right, guys, let's get to the final award here. And again, man, 5 years before we do it again, 5 years is our fifth annual Game Awards. This is the first time we had presenters do videos, so it's only getting better and better every year. Next year, we might do some different things with the layout and stuff like that. But then, of course, whoever wants to be a presenter again will definitely have that opportunity to do so. It was awesome. All your videos were fantastic. And again, we really appreciate you taking the time out.
Whew, that's a lot. That's a lot to say. Yeah. Man.
Anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's this year has been rough for a lot of people, you know, with the world and everything. And I guess the one thing that brings us all together is watching people stream like yourselves, bringing everybody together during the hard times. So thank you for that. And it's been a great journey. And, you know, our podcast is doing strong, and we plan on getting it stronger. Our streams are getting better and better. And that's only because, you know, the way you guys support us. So we love you guys for that.
Yep. Really, again, really appreciate everything. And, you know, here's to hopefully a great 2021 in gaming, not only just gaming, but in, you know, life as well. Again, we know everything has been tough and everything like that. But, you know, here's to a lot of happiness going forward. And, you know, as Dan and I always say, you know, we're all streamers are one. You know, this is not a competition. This is why we love the community that we are part of. And we love you guys. You know, this is not a competition. You see how much we all support each other here. We all are together in this. You know, we all support each other's streams any way possible. You know, and again, we're all in this together. This is not a competition. So, you know, again, thank you guys for all the love tonight. Really appreciate that. You guys have been fucking awesome. And now let's get to our Game of the Year. And the nominees are Animal Crossing, Ghost of Tsushima, Final Fantasy, Doom Eternal, and Half-Life Alyx. Now, this is very weird. Half-Life is a VR game, and for the very first time, a VR game is on for Game of the Year. And, I mean, if you look at the Metacritic, wow, I mean, it was fucking insane.
Well deserved.
It was hugely popular. Tens across the board, and that's crazy for a VR game. But I don't think Ghost of Tsushima is winning this, though. I think Assassin's Creed is going to be breaking the tie here. Assassin's Creed, because I'm seeing people fucking... I think Animal Crossing is going to win it.
I mean, great games. I mean, Animal Crossing was fun. Doom Eternal was a fun game. I enjoyed Doom Eternal. And, you know, Half-Life is a remarkable game. I watched a lot of it. And, I mean... It's a Half-Life game, for one. And two, it's also VR. And three, it's fucking new. So people have been waiting for a new Half-Life game, and I think that's it's pretty good from them. And I mean, I'm excited to play the game, and I'm excited to see who wins this as well.
And here we are, guys. The final award of the night. The Game of the Year. Now, again, if Animal Crossing does not win, it is tied with Phasma for the most awards won tonight. Phasma won 3 awards tonight. Crazy. 3 awards for Phasma. Here we go. The Game of the Year is... Oh! Wow! Ghost of Tsushima. That has not won any other award it was on tonight. Did not win Best Male Protagonist. Did not win Best Action Adventure. Did not even win Best PlayStation Exclusive. But it wins Game of the Year. Wow!
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see that coming, you know, just watching them lose every category they've been in, man. And then just come in strong with the Game of the Year. Man, you guys voted for it, all right? I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to see nothing. You guys voted, and
definitely. And like I said, we look at all the other categories it was a part of. It did not even win one. Not even a lot of them placed second. It was mostly third and fourth votes, but wow, I really thought Assassin's, I mean... I really thought Animal Crossing was going to win it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a close one. First place was close. You know, Ghost Tokushima was 31.1%, followed by a close 30% Animal Crossing.
Wow.
So it was really close, and then coming in third was Final Fantasy. So it was a close race on that.
Wow. So at the end of it all, out of all of our awards, Animal Crossing and Phasmophobia has tied for three awards. They won the most awards. They won with three. Spider-Man won two awards as well. But wow, man. Crazy. Animal Crossing 3, Phasmo 3. This game, I mean, the surprise. And I thought Ghost was actually going to win the most. You know, that's what's good about our game awards compared to the, you know, game awards that you watch on TV and all this other bullshit. You guys vote. You guys are the voters, not these fucking critics and all this other bullshit that rig the awards. So as you could see, you know, your votes count here. But wow, Ghost of Tsushima, the victor.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Rage Quit voting for like 8 times. I had to ban his IP so he couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, well, whatever. All right, guys. It's been a amazing night. Amazing night here at the Game Awards. This is our 5th annual Game Awards here. Definitely going to be going on 6. Can't wait for that a year from now. And again, we want to thank all of our amazing presenters. You guys are fucking awesome. And again, I said it before, follow all those streamers. Check them out. They are awesome. And again, here's to a happy new year, everybody. Happy new year, everyone. Hope you have a safe, healthy, happy new year. You guys fucking rock. Thank you for all the bits and the subs tonight. Awesome. Awesome way to end 2020. And, you know, be on the... Ra gonna message you. So we'll, you know, if you have any ideas, just throw some ideas. You know, we love to hear them. But thank you guys. You guys are fucking awesome. I hope you guys have a wonderful new year. Have a wonderful weekend. And here's to kicking ass on streams. Monster Squad, baby. Thank you guys. And also thank you to the Inner Mom's Basement community that came to hang out as well. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it. All the love and everything. And of course, as we close it out, you know, you can check out our website, innermomsbasement.com. We do have a merch sale going on until January 4th, pretty much 25% off or something like that. You can visit our podcast on all platforms at Inner Mom's Basement and Twitter at IOMB5.
All right, guys. Thank you again so much. I am Rage Quit Pat. That is
Dan.
The
Pizza Man.
There we go. All right, guys. 2021 Monster Squad is going to take over Twitch. All right, guys. Have a wonderful night and take care.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
You've just listened to the In Our Mom's Basement, a video game podcast with your host Dan Geoffwe and Rage Quit Pat. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. See you in the next episode.